know. I didn't know we was on. Hold on. I didn't know if we could smoke here.
Yes. You
oh, we yo, could. Hold on. We could?
Yeah, man. Smoke.
Oh,
man.
All right. You could. How we doing? How we doing, Epps?
Everything good, Jay. How you doing? Everybody, this is Jay Garcia, man.
Yeah, we here. I'm right trying here to make sure this is right. Hold on.
Nah, you're right. You definitely right. There you
hold
go.
Hold on. I wasn't right. This is my first time using this, guys. Hold on.
Yo, is it me? Everybody in Team Apps, everybody in the chat room, is it me? But do I bring out the best out of everybody that
you heard?
Been on live or been interviewed? This is like the best thing, Jay.
Yeah.
Is this your first time?
This is my first time, and I'm on the best fucking number one DJ fucking live, IG live, TV show, Roku. We here, DJ Epps, the Jay Garcia show, catching vibes, now feelings. You know that. What's
definitely
up,
man? Everything good, Jay. How you been, man? How's the family? Everybody good?
I'm good. Yes. My mother just beat COVID, you know, thank God. You know, my mother caught COVID, but the family's good. You know, everybody's, you know, healthy from here on out. You know, knock on wood, you know what I'm saying? Yes. But everything's good, man. We got our pages back after being hacked for 7 months. You know, yeah,
we're gonna talk about that. Back up,
yeah, man.
We go back up a little bit. So
yeah, talk to me.
Thank God, you know what I mean? She's clear from the COVID situation.
Yes.
For people that haven't caught COVID and hopefully knock on wood, they never will or never have a family that run into it. What should they be aware of? Any type of symptoms, and what should they do? You know what I mean? How did you handle that situation when you found out? How did you help out?
Well, I don't live with her. So, like, you know, she was, like, going through her own stuff. And she started, you know, feeling under the weather. And, you know, as times are nowadays, you know, you got to, you know, when you're feeling under the weather, you need to go get tested because you don't know if you're either carrying it or have it already or whatever the case is. So,
right,
you know, you need to keep people safe. That's the, you know, the main thing. Keep everybody else safe and away from it. You know what I'm saying? So she felt like she was under the weather. She went and got a test, stood in her house, and then realized she got it, and that she had it. And then, you know, she didn't get too bad with the symptoms. She just, you know, she had the cough. She had, you know, she had minor fever, like nothing crazy. So right, thank God, you know. But you know, I'm just glad it's not, you know, it didn't turn out worse. You know what I'm saying? Because COVID is not something to be, you know, messing around with. You know, a lot of people like to be outside without the mask, be outside, you know, touching, talking, like, you know, it's there. It's real. It's alive. You know, my family member had it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just be careful. Whatever your decision is, well, I'm not here to talk about that, but whatever your decision is, just be careful and be smart. You know what I'm saying?
Are you vaccinated?
Am I? I'm not.
Let me ask
I'm
you
not, but I, my entire family is. You know what I'm saying? And I just, you know what I'm saying? I'm big on believing on what you believe in and sticking to it. Like people that are vaccinated, I have nothing. I'm not like one of those people that are like, you know, you got that stuff. You know, that's in you. That's, I don't, you know, I respect your decision as you should respect mine. We're all trying to just live our life freely, you know, with choices, with being able to have the freedom of a choice, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it's about. Like, you know,
Everybody, man, shed a live, buy a badge if you want to support, man. We got a lot of people in the building. Adam was popping.
Definitely, yes. Share the live, everybody in this live, share it.
Yeah, you know what it is. Emily, how you doing? Back to your moms. Now, one of the funniest skits that you ever done is the infamous look in the bottle, the water bottle.
The Jimmy, oh yeah.
Talk to me. How did you first think about that and say, should I do this to Mom Dukes? Or, you know what I mean?
So,
because she got whacked from
how that happened. I know my mother. My mother's my best friend. You know what I'm saying? So when she sees a spider, I know how she's going to react. So I know that if I splash my mother in the face with a water bottle, I know she's going to flip the fuck out. I know it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, there was this water bottle trick that I did not come up with the trick, but with everything that I do, I always try to add my own little sauce to, you know what I'm saying? And make it my own. And no one did that with the trick. No one did the whole abracadabra, Jimmy, oh yeah. Like when I did that, oh yeah. Nowadays, you hear that shit in videos all over. People won't give me my flowers, but I'm not saying like all I'm saying is my video went viral first saying that. And that's the reason you're hearing that everywhere, whatever the case is. So I knew that I was going to say the Jimmy, the oh yeah, and I was just going to add the abracadabra. So I was at my mother's house. It was Easter. And we were having dinner with family. And, you know, I was like, oh, Ma, come over here. I want to show you something, whatever. And I did it. And it literally turned out the way that I wanted to. You know what I'm saying? And she's my mother. Like, after she hit me, she's not, like, mad at me for 2 days straight. Like, she was, like, she seen I was, like, you know, like, she realized the whole recording and all of that stuff. Yeah. And she was like, oh, I get it. I see what you're doing. And she was laughing after. And it was funny because it was like, look how you reacted. And I posted that video. And that was the first video of mine that ever went viral.
Listen, that abracadabra, when you hit that abracadabra, I was like, no, he didn't hit it with the abracadabra.
Jimmy, oh, yeah. Yo. I was like, you know, I'm like, look at it. And I step back and I'm like, how's she going to, you know?
And what was the reaction of the viral situation? How it went viral?
I'll tell you what, I was at a bar, right? And, you know, I've had videos that have done well before. I've been doing this for years. You know, I've been doing Instagram videos since Instagram came out with videos, 2013.
Yeah.
So I know when videos are doing good, whatever. So on my Facebook, the views, like every time I refresh, the views are jumping like 2,000 to 3,000.
Right.
And I'm like, so I wait like 10 minutes and then it goes like 12,000. And I'm like, wait a minute. And I'm like, yo, I tap my friend and I'm like, yo, something's up. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, yo, it just keeps going up. Like we're just chilling at the bar. It's been 20 minutes. And like, bro, I'm up like 40,000 views already. Like, I don't know what's going on. He's like, yo, you're going viral. Relax. Like, it's, you did it, my boy. And I'm like, so this is it. Like, this is whatever. Like, you know, whatever. So my Facebook jumped from 1,000 followers to 50,000 followers, like, right, overnight. Like, right, crazy shit. My video reached 10 million views, but then I got I've been going through all my shit with my social medias and yeah, man.
So recently, you just said a little while ago, you got hacked.
Yes. Yes.
Like what did you want to click something?
Yes, yes. So what I want people to know is, listen,
it's like a sickness. Everybody's getting hacked.
Yes. So listen, so as back to the story, I went viral on my Facebook first. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, time is passing and now the love is just literally is like gone. There's no love. There's like zero. There's no love. And I'm like, something's up. So I'm looking at my account to see if like I have an account warning, something going on. I'm on Instagram Live an hour later and I get an email just out of nowhere saying, if you don't fill this out, like it says from Facebook, if you don't fill this out, your Facebook's going to be permanently deleted. So I'm on Instagram Live like right now. I clicked the live, filled it out because I'm like, please don't fucking delete my Facebook. And that was it, bro. They got into my Facebook. My Facebook was connected to my Instagram and it was connected to my personal Facebook. So they took them all. They got my cards. They got, bro, everything, bro.
It's one hell of a scheme. It's one hell of a scam. And, you know, I shit you no lie, I wasn't into this live thing. I would do a lot of posting. I was not into the live thing.
Of course.
So I saw D-Nice and I figured out, look, I need to fucking get on the live and start DJing for these people.
Of course.
And then once I saw that, I too clicked on it and my shit got hacked.
Exactly.
You know, thank God, you know, DJ Epps got knows everybody, you know what I mean?
Worldwide.
And they got in touch with Instagram and says, yo, you got to get this guy back. And Instagram contact me, Facebook contact me personally. It was like, yo, let us know, show your ID. This is yours and we'll go get it back for you. And the fuckers that did it, I swear to God, man, I got on the phone with them too, man, some thugs. They was like, oh, man.
Oh, you were able to, like, find out who it was.
I found out who it was, man, and I told them, like, reach out to me, man, what's up? Let me get. And they was like, yo, give us a couple of $100, you know what I mean? All right, I'm giving you $100.
$100.
They see me with Kodak, they see me with Fat Joe. They're like, oh, you popping, homie, you got bread.
Yeah, stop that. Bro, I've worked for this. People don't understand that we've built this. You know what I'm saying? This is every day like that we put into this. We've sacrificed so much for what we have, and we make shit look easy, or it looks easy to others because we've put in so much work into what we love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and that's
right.
Why, you know what I'm saying? The product is A1.
So coming out of the pandemic, you can say that, like, you already was doing your shit viral. Your shit was going popping, but after the pandemic, your shit just like,
yeah.
And was it always Jay Garcia's show?
Yeah, since I was on Dash Radio first. Remember, that's how I met you. I told you I was on Dash Radio.
Yes.
The Jay Garcia show started because they found me a voice to be. They were like, yo, you could do radio. Like, yo, you're awesome at this, talking with people and this and that, and interviewing and all of that. So they put me on. And then they were like, come up with a name. So I was like, you know, the Jay Garcia show, like, whatever, you know, I've always wanted like a Jimmy Fallon. And, you know, I've always wanted to do that because it brings together everything that I do.
Right.
So I'm not with Dash. As you can see, I don't post them no more. But I said, I'm not going to give up this Jay Garcia show name because it's who I am. It's what I do every single day, regardless of what it is, whether I'm hosting, whether I'm live, whether I'm doing radio, whether it's YouTube, whatever it is the Jay Garcia show.
Right.
So that's, you know what I'm saying? It's been the Jay Garcia show since, I would say, 2017. But we've been, you know, this movement has been, you know, going on for like 20 plus years. You know what I'm saying? Since,
like Suzanne Fitzgerald says, it's here to stay.
It's here to stay. Yeah, these are my Jimmies. These are people that are, you know,
little extras running around everywhere, but you got the Jimmies. I see.
Yeah, you know, we got people that believe in us and, you know, they want to see us win. And I show nothing but love to them, and they know that, you know, it's all love with my people.
Definitely.
That support me.
And I recently watched you. I guess it was a repeat, but I recently watched you get pranked.
Oh man, MTV.
Talk to me about that, man.
MTV.
I was like,
you know how they say the pandemic, you know, ruined a lot of things for a lot of people. I did good in the pandemic. I was on TV, I was on a Google commercial, all of that, whatever. But this MTV show, a lot of people don't know, so you guys are gonna get to hear it. A lot of people don't know that show was supposed to be bigger than it was. Like, that show was supposed to be a competition show. Vinny's pranks versus Paulie D's pranks.
Gotcha.
So whoever won was going to win money and go to the next level and win again. And you know what I'm saying? And keep winning money and so on and so forth. They shut the studios down during filming. So they had to do what they had to do with the footage that they had. They almost canceled the show. So I'm happy that they even aired it. But so, bro, my mom's calling me, right? You know what I'm saying? First off, before that, MTV hits me up. They contact me and say, we want you for a prank show. Mind you, they say, in April, we're going to film it. Okay? So I'm in Vegas right now with my guy, L. Charlie, right? He's in this live right now.
L. Charlie, what up?
Yeah. I'm in Vegas with him. I get a phone call from them and they're like, yo, you know, we're doing it. Like, it's happening. Like, you're picked. It's going down. We're sending you the contracts. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. They're like, awesome. April, it's going down. Awesome. So now I'm like, all right, back to the grind. I got to survive till April.
Right.
We get back from the road trip. My mom calls me immediately. immediately. My mom is my everything. You know what I'm saying? So my mom's already calling me emotional. Like, she's like, you know, I got to talk to you, my son. You know, we got to sit down face to face. I need you to know. And I'm like, what's going on? She's, you know, breaking down. But she won't tell me. And I'm like, I'm bugging out right now. Like, I'm doing Uber Eats because of the pandemic. Yeah. 14 hours a day, you know, yeah. with my social media. While I was on a road trip, I was working in every state. I'm working 14 hours a day, 40 yeah. something days straight. Mind you, my mom's calling me while I'm at work, telling me this. And I'm like, Mom, why can't you just tell me on the phone? So days leading up to the thing, she's like, meet me at this place. I'm like, why am I going to this place? I start feeling like something's up. You know, I'm being honest. I'm like, something's up. Why am I coming to this place? So I case the joint. I drive around the place 2 times, you know, and I'm like, it looks normal. Everybody's yeah. moving around. People are eating. Like, I don't even see my mother. So I'm like, all right, so I'm just going to go into the place. I go into the place. Dude, it's there's life happening. It's not like a movie. Like, I guess it is a set. It's a weird place that in my Uber Eats, I delivered to 2 days before. I had to go pick up food from that place and deliver it to somebody. So I was at this place 2 days before.
Yeah.
So I get to this place. I get to the thing. The waiter comes, asks me what I want. He brings me a beer. My mom brings out this dude. Mike. This is not who my mom would date. And I'm like, you know, I'm starting to feel like, what's going on? Like, am I being set up? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know for what, because MTV told me April. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah.
So now I'm sitting here. What do I do? Like, whatever. So now I'm like, all right, my mom's boyfriend pops out. Mind you, at this point, I'm not too close with my mother's boyfriend. You know, that's her man. I've had my stepfather. Like, he does his thing. He comes out of nowhere. During this whole thing, that fucked my head up right there. So now I'm like, he comes in here shaking, flipping out. Jay, you knew about this, blah, 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 blah. So now I'm like, oh my God, this shit is real. So I'm in this place getting fucking pranked by my fucking mother right now. So pretty much at the end, it got to the point where I said in my head, from it's the New York in me, I said, yo, I'm snapping on him. It's at that point where the respect is gone. He's obviously lost his respect. He's wilding out. And I said it in my head. That's it. That's why at the end, when Vinny came to grab me, I didn't even know Vinny was grabbing me and telling me it was a prank show. It was like
I saw it. Your eyes went blank. I swear, not blank.
They were on him. Like, nothing but him. Like, I was like this, but he wasn't moving. Like, it was right there. And I was like, if those guys weren't there, I was going right through him. Like the movie Ghost. You ever seen Ghost?
Yeah,
Patrick
yeah.
Swayze. I was going right through that guy. Like, it was, man, thank God. But, you know, and then at the end, she threw the water back on me. And that was her revenge prank for that water bottle video. You know, it's full circle.
Word is that that's one of the best episodes out on that show.
That's what they said. And, you know, we got a lot of views. We got a lot of, you know, but it just sucked that at the time that it was aired and we were like deeply in the pandemic and,
yeah.
you know, we had to go through that because it could have been so much bigger. But we actually, you know, we got some new ventures and some new things that we're doing, though. So,
definitely. You know, big shout out to Flex 416 that just followed me, man.
Yes. Make sure y'all follow. If you and Jimmy, follow DJ Epps. I need all y'all to support him too, man.
Yeah. All Jimmy, amazing, follow bro. Your boy DJ Epps, man. One of the hottest DJs coming out of Miami, Florida, but killing the world and all that stuff, man. And I got Jay Garcia on.
Yeah, we here, man. We catching vibes now. Yeah, yeah. We chilling.
So what you smoking, man? What you smoking some wedding cake? What is that?
So I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know what's in it. I'll tell you one thing. It's high. It's high class weed. I don't know what the name is, but this was a Godfather.
I can see that.
I don't know if you've seen on my post today. I'm actually now in business. I'm the creative. Yeah. Entertainer director for Stoned pizza, bro. I swear to God, this company is so big. This company is already so big. So for me to be a part of it is just amazing. But like, this is the perks. Like I get, like, you know, I go from smoking stuff like this to stuff like this. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you know, that's what the hard work does. They believed in me. Look, Susan, we buying badges. The Jimmy's buying badges. Let's go.
Susan, I appreciate the badge. Yeah, man, buy a badge and support your boy, man. I appreciate that, man.
I also love you guys.
M-God in the building. I see you, M-God. Only in Dave, my family in the building.
Yeah, it's shout out to Alpha Villains, man.
I appreciate you, L. Charlie. You know what it is, man. Yo, what state you in right now?
I'm in Queens, New York. That's where I'm at. New York City.
And you Boricua?
I'm Puerto Rican and Italian. My mother's the Italian. Everybody thinks she's Puerto Rican, but she Italian. Yeah. She darker than me. She got her hair wild curls. So, you know, I get it, but just that good. What up?
Word up, man. And you have a personal close friend that I'm kind of jealous of. Am I right? Randy Orton, WWE superstar?
Yeah. That's the family, man. That's the cousin, man. That's the family,
man.
That's
the cousin?
That's my cousin, yeah.
Damn it, man. You know us guys. We love WWF, WWE. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
When I saw him RKO you in the pool, I was like, oh, that was dope.
What's crazy is when I started Dash Radio, Randy, I was at his house, right? Yeah. And it was like a 4th of July type party, you know what I'm saying? And I went inside to use the bathroom. Everybody was outside. I come out, and he goes, yo, he told me, he was like, yo, say your Dash Radio shit, and then after you say it, I'm going to arcade. Like, I didn't even ask him for that. And then he did that, right?
Yeah.
And then he posted it on his page. Like, I didn't even, like, yo, like, he gave me his phone. He was like, here, like, put the hashtags, put, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and he did that for me, bro.
He passed the ball to you.
What's up?
He passed the ball to you. That's what
you know what I'm saying. And yo, listen, I don't like one thing about me is I don't really, you know, it's hard for me to ask somebody for something. You know what I'm saying? But he did that out of the strength of himself because he sees how hard I'm grinding. He knows what that did for me. And that's the type of dude he is. If yo, talking about the whole hat thing, that's how I got my page back.
See?
Randy Orton got me my page back, bro.
See?
It's that WWE connection.
You know, man. If you know somebody, yo, tap into that world, baby. Zozo, I appreciate the badge. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you, bro. Like, listen, one thing people don't, I mean, obviously they have to know because if they're in the entertainment world, they know. But, yo, there's times where he don't even text me back. Like, I'll text him, yo, great match, blah, 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 blah. But there's times we have full-blown conversations. You know what I'm saying? But that's it. That's his life. Like, dude's on the road like crazy. When he gets to spend time with his family and when he's home, he's spending time. Like, he's a family man. He's a good dude. A lot of people might have the wrong impression about him because of whatever, the interview or whatever. But I'm there firsthand. I'm spending time with him, and I know what type of guy he is. And he's an amazing person, bro. And he's done a lot for me without me even having to, you know, ask, bro. And I, you know, it's nothing but love to that man. And even if you don't watch wrestling, I would advise y'all, man, support that man, bro, because he's keeping WWE alive. He's keeping it alive right now.
I think he is one of the last dying legend holding the WWE down, man. So, yeah, big shout to Randy Orton.
All of them other ones is gone.
Big shout to Nessa. I appreciate you.
Yeah, shout out to my Jimmies. We in here, baby.
Yeah, man. They are in here, man. Queenie, I appreciate you. Jane, you know, once upon a time, I gave you a thank you for support from the beginning of my live days, how I started the DJ Epson Friends.
Of course.
That, you know, yes, there was a time every time I would post something and stuff, believe it or not, you and a couple of other people are like the first ones to dislike my shit when I post for some reason. It's like you're forever on Instagram working, you know what I mean? And I did recognize a 7-month drop. I was like, where my guy at? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that was
I was like, oh shit, James liked my
Yeah, because that was the hack. And, you know, they fucked with my page. And, you know, I had to, like, you know, I had to, like, follow people back. I had to, you know, because they were, like, trying to, like, make it their own page. So I had to, you know, get my shit back and do my thing. But that hack didn't stop me because I was still on my backup pages. And I was, you know, I was pushing, bro. I didn't give up. And a lot of people in my position, where I was mentally, financially, anything, spiritually, physically, anything, would have given up. And I didn't, you know, and I got my pages back. I sucked it up and I asked Randy. And I said, yo, Randy, listen, you know what I'm saying? This is do or die. Like, I'm at that point. Like, if I wouldn't be, I wouldn't even be hitting you up if I didn't. You know what I'm saying? And he gave me that fucking extension. And we're here on the page. All three pages are back. And we're on Stone Pizza, you know? You know?
That's what it is, man. Congratulations on that. And for the 1800 that's in the building with us tonight, man, please follow my guy at Jay Garcia.
Yes.
118. What do you consider yourself? An activist? Comedian?
Man, like, you know what's always been hard for me? That. Put it like labeling myself, because I've always been like what people don't see behind the scenes is I literally am in control of everything and I do everything, whether it comes to the casting of the videos, whether it comes to the video editing, whether it anything, like it's the music, the bro, I do everything. So it's like to limit myself to one thing, to consider myself just an influencer, to consider myself just, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's times I host places with 1,000 people. I've done the radio. I've done, there's so many things. Modeling. I've worked with True Religion. I was working with True Religion. I've done modeling for True Religion. Like, it's not just, there's so many lanes.
The brand is bigger than what it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it's, and listen, I don't always advise people to have 100 trades or 100 things, but if you can, there's some people that can handle it. Like, there's some people that could shoot the video, do the video, edit them in fucking 20, you know, 10 minutes like me. It's nothing for me to play three roles at once. But some people can't handle that. Some people are only good at one role. You got to know where you're good at. You got to, you know, and, you know, really
so
give
everybody
it,
that's on Twitch, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, all the platforms that my OBS is holding down, man. You know what I mean? Like I said, the 1800 plus in here. Please follow my guy at Jay Garcia 118.
Follow apps.
Is there any other IGs that you want them to follow? You know what I mean? Let them know.
Yeah, right? I mean, you know, you can follow the Jay Garcia show. If anybody in here has a TikTok, you know, like I said, I'm working with Stone now. And one of the first projects I'm focusing on is the TikTok. And it's Stone Pizza NYC. I just created it. So if you got a TikTok, follow it. I'll follow you back. Show it love. There's only one post there. Show it love. I'll show your page love. But I'm building that. I'm going to be involved in all the social medias, all the parties, all the events, all the videos, all the anything creative, anything entertainment wise, I'm overseeing and a part of. So I'm going to be a really big part of this movement. And with, you know, people like you who are already in the industry established, and people like my Jimmy supporting me, you know, it's you're passing the torch down to the next generation, because you know even though we do different things, we are somewhat in the same industry. And even if I didn't know you your entire career and everything you've put in, I appreciate what you've done for the industry, your contribution, and just everything, you know, you've put on for Miami and for your culture and just all of that, because I'm in tune, you know what I'm saying? So
thank you, Jay, man. I'm a big fan as well, man, and thank you for hanging out with me today on a beautiful
Tuesday. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, you know I mean, and you know you always got a friend over here, so thank you for coming on.
I know when I come to Miami, I got, you know, it's always a turned up time. Anybody in here, he's always turned up.
Here. We gonna turn up, boy. We waiting
always
on you.
Always. Yeah, next time I'm out there, I'm gonna hit you up.
Bring all the Jimmies.
And we gonna, you know what I'm saying, make something happen, bro.
Let's do it.
Right,
man.
And
thank
let's
you,
make
Jay,
something
man.
Happen with that thing we were talking about in the DM.
Yes.
All right.
We're gonna plan that out for sure.
All right. My guy, thank you so much, man. Everybody, much love.
Everybody, that's my man Jay Garcia passing through, man.